The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Keeping You Healthy Is Their Job. With all that's going on with the pandemic, it is critical for Black women to put our health, wellness, and self-care first. By becoming proactive leaders within their respective health-related fields, these incredible women are using their powers for good. Accepting their mission toward better health is a great way for all of us to begin 2021. The Techie Promoting Joy, Mariah Liddy, co-founder and co-CEO of Shine. Never in her wildest dreams did Mariah Liddy think she'd be an entrepreneur. Coming from a family that had its fair share of struggles, including addiction and poverty, she had dealt with a lot of stress over the years. In 2012, after venturing into the digital world, working at a startup, and managing social media for a large global brand, she'd made her way into product development, becoming director for the mobile division of a nonprofit in New York City. There she met Naomi, the chief marketing officer at the nonprofit, who often partnered with Liddy on product placement. The two women shared something else, high-pressure jobs and other daily stressors that left them battling anxiety that needed to be managed day to day. We realized that part of the reason we felt so pressured was that, as women of color, we didn't see ourselves and our experiences represented in mainstream wellness, Liddy says. Our bodies, our skin color, our financial access, our past traumas, it all often felt otherized. We knew we wanted to help people like us cope, process, and heal on a daily basis in a way that worked for them. To this end, in 2016, the pair created Shine, an inclusive app that allowed people to more easily nurture their mental and emotional health. Through offering daily meditations, community connections, and daily reflection exercises, the app helps its users develop a self-care ritual. Shine is helping to make mental health resources more accessible for Black women by building in representation from the ground up, Liddy says. That means assembling a virtual team that is representative, creating content that speaks to specific experiences we are going through, and working with other Black women to lead the meditations in the Shine app. In fact, 90% of Shine's meditations are voiced by Black women. Today, Shine serves over 4 million users, and it has recently received accolades from Apple and Google. At Shine, we are helping others build a lifestyle rooted in inclusive wellness, Liddy says. We are leading the charge in destigmatizing mental health care for everyone. The Midwife Shifting the Narrative. Nicole Deggins, certified nurse midwife, founder and CEO, Sister Midwife Productions. Black women are 2 to 3 times as likely to die from pregnancy-related issues than white women, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. This disturbing statistic is the reason why Nicole Deggans has made it her mission to increase awareness of prenatal disparities in Black maternal and infant health. After working as a postpartum and labor and delivery nurse for several years, Deggans wanted to become more involved with families and impact the lives of new moms. So, the New Orleans-based health advocate became a midwife. I knew this would give me an opportunity to work with moms through pregnancy, after pregnancy, and through the child's first year, she says. Her aim is to help Black women better navigate and champion for themselves when it comes to prenatal and postpartum care. Deggans also cast a wider net by offering pregnancy coaching workshops. She noticed more doulas and childbirth educators signing up for the class than expected moms. I realized that in order to change the landscape of the work we do, we needed more people in the community who could support birth. So I started training doulas, she said. In 2011, Deggans founded Sister Midwife Productions, SMP, and created an online directory for Black doulas and midwives, making it easier for Black women to connect with birth assistants nearby. Deggans claims the project is now one of the largest, most comprehensive online directories of its kind. She has also developed an initiative called Healthy Birth Louisiana, which she hopes to expand to other states with a goal of training not just doulas, but also childbirth educators and certified breastfeeding specialists. She wants to make sure Black women know they have options when it comes to giving birth. It is literally a life and death situation out there, she says. The reality is how a person gives birth matters, and how a person is born matters. And when we don't investigate all our options, we can fall into a trap where we are given only the low-hanging fruit in terms of the care we receive. We need to start planning for our births the same way we plan for grad school, the same way we plan for our careers. For me, it is about helping to be part of a shift that will help move us more holistically into a healthier future, which is important for all of our daughters. The next article is titled, The First 100 Days of the Biden Administration. The 2020 presidential election was a history-making moment in the United States. It marked the first presidential election ever held in the midst of a deadly pandemic and the first election in which a Black woman, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, was nominated by a majority party. History was made again when the California senator was ultimately voted in as the first woman of color to become vice president-elect. But while the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris victory was unprecedented, much like the times, one thing remained consistent. Black women continued to exert our leadership and influence as one of the most powerful voting blocks in the nation. According to the NBC 2020 election exit poll, 90% of Black women voted for the Biden-Harris ticket, and this was key to delivering the White House to the Democrats. Black women were also pivotal in securing victories for Democrats in traditional battleground states, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We even helped to serve up a Democratic victory in the southern state of Georgia, where a Democratic nominee had not won since Bill Clinton took the state in 1992. During the first 100 days of the Biden administration and beyond, Black women expect to have seats at the tables of governance and to have our policy concerns addressed and acted upon in concrete, substantive ways. We want to see an agenda from a White House committed to performance-based goals with tangible outcomes for Black women, our families, and our communities. Several of the Biden administration's immediate priorities, COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equity, align with what Black women identified as issues they want the next president to commit to acting on, based on the 6th Annual Black Women's Roundtable, BWR, and Essence's 2020 Power of the Sister Vote poll. Specifically, the poll results revealed that Black women would support a presidential candidate with a plan to reduce structural and systemic racism, addressing policing and criminal justice reform, and implement plans to eradicate COVID-19. Black women therefore expect a national plan to be implemented in the first 100 days of the Biden administration, one that is laser focused on reducing the pervasive racism in our society and restoring the health of our communities. For more than four centuries, Black people have been disproportionately surveilled, unfairly detained, and unjustly sentenced. Black people are constantly and consistently subjected to prosecutorial and judicial abuses in the name of public safety. The police and vigilante killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Michael Brown, Atiana Jefferson, and so many other Black men and women elevated the movement for Black lives to a global force for racial reckoning and social change. Now, Black women want to see an agenda from the Biden administration that includes a comprehensive approach to hold police accountable, end racial profiling, and institute sweeping reforms of the criminal justice system so that it operates fairly and equitably for all. Affordable health care is also a priority for Black women. The consequences of a lack of adequate medical care have been exacerbated by the devastating impact of COVID-19 on the health and economic security of millions of Black people who are dying from the virus at a rate twice that of white people, and with over 13 million people already infected nationwide and more than 250,000 dead, the possibility of an upcoming Supreme Court ruling that could repeal or gut the Affordable Care Act during a deadly pandemic is reprehensible. Black women want the Biden administration to present a plan during its first 100 days that will preserve and increase access to affordable health care, helping Americans to protect themselves and their families during this deadly time and in years to come. Though the issues stated here are by no means an exhaustive list of the concerns of Black women, we do expect the Biden administration to give all our priorities the focused attention they deserve. We intend to see that the administration honors the promises made to Black America, because Black women will continue to be powerful leaders who can significantly influence the policy agenda of this country. And so, for the first 100 days of the Biden administration and beyond, we must hold our government and the incoming 117th Congress fully accountable. The future of our families, our communities depend on our commitment now. The next article is titled, Rihanna Times Lorna Simpson, Photographic Collage of Earth and Sky. For more than 30 years, fine artist Lorna Simpson has recontextualized images of Black women from vintage pages of Ebony and Jet magazines, creating arresting collages. Now in an Essence exclusive, the esteemed artist collaborates with global fashion and beauty entrepreneur Robin Rihanna Fenty, who launches Fenty Skin globally this month, to reinterpret the narrative of modern-day beauty. Like all of Simpson's celebrated works, these original pieces are more than meets the eye. This article is titled, Anthems of Possibility. During the shoot, Zora Simpson Casabir assisted her mother, Lorna Simpson, as a stand-in for Rihanna, for the 22-year-old writer and actor stepping in for the singer who helped shape her womanhood was a full circle moment. At 13, I was deeply grateful that at a formative time in my life, it was Rihanna's voice and art that became my portals to so many questions about sexuality, sexual exploration, and sexual autonomy. Rihanna's Anti and S&M introduced me to the subject of kink in general as a reflection on rage and an expression of regret. Man Down helped me imagine the possibilities of power, vulnerability, and complexity that one might hold as a Black woman. When the accompanying music video was released a year later, I experienced this song as a meditation on the gravity of sexualized violence and a recognition of the sacrosanctity of one's voice and bodily autonomy. My mom and I often blasted Man Down from the car stereo while she drove me to school. I revealed in its reggae influence as a celebration of self and a means of connecting to my mother and her Afro-Caribbean father. Now, on set, I assisted my mother as a model as she explored how she might later place Rihanna within the visual context she'd selected from vintage Ebony magazines, old Associated Press photographs, and 19th century lithographs of mineral specimens. When Rihanna arrived at the set, my first time seeing her in real life, I was mesmerized. She was the very definition of grace, charisma, and influence. Wearing a magnificent Maximilian black headdress, she requested the song Thick by DJ Choose, then met the camera with power and possibility. Power in how she moved her body through space, and possibility in how she dismantled and moved beyond institutional boundaries. Days later, I visited my mom's studio in Brooklyn, where I frequently joined her to write. There were two architectural models for her upcoming show at Hauser and Worth in L.A. on the floor among stacks of magazines and lithographs. Some of the images were of fiercely poised young women, models in cosmic advertisements, Some prints appear to have been pulled from geologic encyclopedias. When I asked my mother how she approached making the collages of Rihanna, she explained it this way. Making collages is usually a very stream of consciousness juxtaposition of found images. A month ago, when making a collage for my dear friend Midnight Roba's upcoming album cover, I began with a photograph she had taken of herself, then considered what kind of background would be best fit. This project with Rihanna was a total reversal of those steps. I needed to create images of Rihanna to place within the environments of source materials from my archive. For the project to have the same kind of dramatic visual intensity as my collage work to date, I had to consider the atmosphere and lighting of specific source materials before arriving to the set. Knowing Rihanna's charisma and commanding presence, my effort was then to be as present and prepared as possible to capture her exquisite performance for the camera. Rihanna's lyrics, sound, and persona have played a role in my becoming. She was not singing about tropes of femininity. She was singing anthems of possibility. I can now appreciate how amazing a gift that was to my younger self and to my present self as well. After a year in which all our lives and futures have shifted so deeply and rapidly during this global pandemic, being present on the set and watching my mother photograph Rihanna for this striking series of collages 12 years after we had first celebrated Rihanna's music together was, for me, completely transfixing and profoundly beautiful. The next article is titled, How Can I Connect More Deeply with My Partner? Make the most of more time together at home with advice on how to get closer. When the pandemic hit, many couples found themselves in an unfamiliar situation that quickly became the new normal, living and working at home under the same roof, with commutes and business trips no longer on the schedule. Many of us have found more time in the day to spend together. But has it been quality time? Are you more tuned into your devices than each other? If all your time is occupied with other things or is not focused on the relationship, then that's an indicator that you are not really being together, says Nedra Glover Tawab, a relationship therapist and author of Set Boundaries, Find Peace. Tawab offers wisdom on taking steps to strengthen your bond with Bay. Essence asks the question, how can you tell if you are together but not necessarily connected? Tawab answered, couple connection is a feeling. Just as you can be with people and still feel alone, you can be together and still feel lonely because there is no common ground or communication and, in many cases, not a lot of intimacy, which doesn't only mean sex, but also deep connection. Essence asks the next question, how does communication come into play? Tawab replied, professionally, I am seeing an increase in romantic relationship issues because women have reached their highest level of frustration with doing most of the household tasks. The pandemic has highlighted a lot of that. It is very important right now, even if you haven't felt comfortable doing it before, that we start to communicate our need for help, support, and assistance from our partners. It is such an amazing tool for a healthy, long-lasting relationship. We really do ourselves a disservice by assuming that our partners will read our minds or figure out what we want by body language or somehow come to the right conclusion on their own. Essence asks, how do we balance knowing when to be together and when to give someone some space? Tawab replied, it is very important to figure out a rhythm to your relationship and really hone in on what works for you. It is critical that you allow each other separate time so you both mutually getting the chance to pour into yourselves. That's what really helps you be able to pour into each other, having the time to recharge and do your own thing. Essence asked, how do couples start conversations around intimacy and sex? Tawab replied, for women, the biggest thing is being comfortable with your body and knowing what pleases you. Often we don't have a clue, but we want our partners to figure it out. It helps if you do some body discovery work to learn what feels good to you, and then you can show your partner, not necessarily by always telling him, but in the moment, guiding their hands and using some of those nonverbal cues could be very helpful. The next article is titled, Life's Little Necessities. Working, living, and remaining entertained within the confines of home for nearly a full year hasn't been easy for us, but these products can offer support as we make the adjustment and rise to the challenge, from immune-boosting drinks to energy-shifting remedies. These must-have items helped me turn my home into a wellness sanctuary, said Associate Lifestyle Editor Jasmine Grant. Number one, the Techie Mug. Number two, Splendid Spoon Wellness Shots. Number three, Palo Santo Energy Cleanser. Number four, Always Pan from Our Place. Number five, Beauty Rest Calming Pillow Spray. And number six, the Peloton Bike. Have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.